You're listening to Find a Podcast About. Thank you for hitting play. I'm your host, Timothy Chemo Bryan, and I bring my experience with podcasting since 2006 as a listener and a podcaster. I am here to help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. Here's how the show works. I comb the millions of podcasts currently available for free on various platforms. And then I come back to you with what I've found. Sure, you can use search engines for recommendations from many podcast apps. But I feel that getting a personal recommendation from a real, live, breathing person is still the best way to find the gems that are out there. The show is broken up into three halves. Yep, you guessed it. I'm a huge fan of Car Talk. Bear with me. The first half of the show is the stats. This gives you all the details about where to find the show, how many episodes, who's hosting the shows. Basically, this is for those that just want the stats. The second half of the show, I dig deeper into the show that I'm reviewing and let you know how well the hosts interact, talk about their audio quality, and let you know what I think about the show. Now, that last half of the show is where I talk about why the show is binge-worthy, where to start your journey, and I'll be reaching out to the hosts to see if they would like to discuss their show a little bit and talk about their podcasting journey. So, let's get going on this episode. So, I'm real excited to bring you this review today. Not that I'm not excited by my other reviews. However, this one is special because I've referred people to this podcast since the first time I heard it. Now, the podcast I'm talking about is Akimbo. Akimbo is a podcast by Seth Godin, who's a marketing genius and a great teacher, philosopher, visionary. Now, I first heard about Seth from another podcast where he was being interviewed, and he was talking about the purpose of education. Now, since I have kids, I naturally perked up because I was a frustrated student for many years. After I heard that interview, I looked up everything I could on YouTube and discovered a wealth of talks that he had done. I was instantly hooked. And I started with season 2 of his podcast when it came out, and I've listened to each episode since. In addition to buying a few of his books and subscribing to his daily blog. So I can say that I remember how I found this podcast, and I can tell you it's helped me with my outlook of my projects and, you know, my outlook in the world. So let's get started with the stats for the show. The website is akimbo.link. Yes, links will be provided in the show notes. Now, at the time of this recording, he has over 211 episodes out, and they are available for you to start your journey. Now, episodes come out about once a week during his season, and at the time of the recording, he is on season number 10. The average show length is about 28 minutes, and the first episode was published February 5th of 2018. Now, Seth describes his podcast as Akimbo is an ancient word from the bend in a river or the bend in an archer's bow. It's become a symbol of strength, a posture of possibility, the idea that when we stand tall, arms bent, looking right at it, we can make a difference. Now, the genre is marketing and society and culture. And now before you stop there, yeah, he does talk a lot about marketing, but he talks about so much more than that. So I think the society/culture tag is more relevant to this podcast. You can reach out to Seth through his email, Seth Godin at gmail.com. And he does have a Facebook and Twitter account that you can follow. Now, there's no way to directly finance or financially support the podcast per se, but I'd recommend buying a few of his books or taking a few of his courses, as they've been very beneficial to me, and you'll get way more than what you paid for. Now, I have included the Podchaser and Listen Note links in the show notes as well, and Listen Notes rates Akimbo in the top 0.05% of podcasts. Yeah, you heard that right. The top 0.05%. He is at the top of the pyramid. And once you take in a few episodes, you're going to know why he is so well liked and respected. Now, I think a good deal of his audience probably comes from his daily blog posts and previous talks. So he pretty much had an audience built in before starting the show. By the way, you should go check out his blog too. Get subscribed to it. Are you happy with your podcast app? I know, hard question to answer. But let me ask you this. Does your app allow you to rate the podcast you're listening to? Great if it does, but does it allow you to rate each and every episode that you listen to? Does your app allow you to join a community of other listeners and share and comment on your favorite podcasts? Now, if you're a podcaster, does the app that your listeners are using give you a tip jar so that way they can support your show directly instead of paying fees to someone else? Well, Good Pods allows you as a listener and as a podcaster to rate and review all of the episodes of a podcast, as well as joining a community of other podcast enthusiasts to discuss that thing we all love, podcasts. Give it a shot. You may not go back to your old app, and you might find a community that is engaged and excited about the same things you are. Grab it on Google Play and the Apple App Store. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put on my podcaster's ears just a second here. Let me go ahead and get them screwed in. All right, thank you for that. Let's start with the audio quality. Each episode features Seth, and on some of the episodes, he sprinkles in sound clips that emphasize the point that he's making. Now, the setup is deceptively simple and probably more difficult to do well versus having a very lavish soundscape. Now, in my last episode, when I was talking about Poetic Earthlings and their soundscape and how it worked well for the aim of that show, this is totally different. The aim of the show is like Seth's blog, where he discusses culture, creativity, and a host of other things in that line of thought. If he put a ton of sound effects and bells and whistles in his show, it would really lose its impact. Simply there talking with you, the listener, about some of the things that are on his mind. Now, he doesn't have guests on the show, so unless there is a sound clip, you're going to hear his voice for pretty much the whole show. Now, he does a question and answer segment where listeners can pose their questions that he will play and answer right there on the show. Now, sometimes those questions are the thing you need to listen to versus the actual episode. From the first episode, he sets up his audience on what they are about to experience in this intro.
A new podcast. Cool. Who's the first guest? What are you going to call it? No guests? What does Akimbo mean? That's never going to work. Hey, it's Seth, and this is Akimbo.
Now, if you listen to his music, it's a simple tune on a bass or maybe the low end of a guitar, and it's a bit bouncy, but it's very simple and it's very earwormy. I mean, is earwormy an actual word? Well, heck, it is now. When you hear that bass line, you know it's time to learn or experience a new idea. This is really good audio branding because of its simplicity. The tune is catchy and it's a bit of fun. And I really like the simple approach to the podcast, as I'm sure we've heard tons of podcasts with great sound effects, but with little actionable content. For me, I listen to podcasts to get ideas, be inspired, be challenged to improve the world that we live in. And this podcast does it to a T. As far as welcoming newcomers to the show, I think Seth gets a pass here. He already had a built-in audience of those who read his daily blog and have attended his, you know, seminars and classes and speaking engagements that he's done all around the country. So they know what to expect. Now, for another podcast, I would say give a few moments to the newcomers so they can understand what you're trying to do with the podcast. And that's what I do with this podcast. But everyone I have recommended to the podcast has been able to jump in just fine at any point. Now, sometimes he does do a bit of a welcome to newcomers, and it sometimes comes towards the end of the show. And when it comes at all, it sounds like this clip.
As always, we truly love to hear from you. Visit akimbo.link, that's akimbo.link, and look for the appropriate button. There are show notes for each one of our past 50 plus episodes. Also, if you visit akimbo.com, you can see our new page about all our upcoming workshops.
I don't think he needs to do this every time, but you know, I would like to see something more frequent in his podcast to let newbies know what to expect. But hey, that's it. This is his podcast. Earlier, I talked about the genre of the podcast, and it may turn some folks away because they're not into marketing. I say it more belongs into society and culture, as the episodes do deal with culture and how we can change it in our own limited way.
So yes, it's not about the chocolate. It's about changing the culture. And that's what I want to talk about, the culture. What is it? How do we define it? Why do Swiss people eat twice as much chocolate as Americans? They feel normal. We feel normal. What's normal? And what's the purpose of culture?
Now, he's a well-known, well-respected person in the world of marketing. And as you see, he does have a very popular podcast. But as I look at this podcast in the eyes of somebody new, I would probably pause before I hit play. The unfortunate thing in the marketing world is that there's so many people out there playing at being a marketer whose only goal is to take your money away. And most people are turned off by that idea. Yeah, how do people find out about products and services? Yeah, through marketing. Now let's look at the format of the show. Seth starts off with a story or an idea that he's going to talk about. These stories kind of remind me of Paul Harvey, who I loved listening to when he was on radio. What I like about it is that you may not know initially the person or lesson he's trying to get across, but in the end, it pays off with something that I need to hear at that time. Now take a listen to the next clip where he's using an example of a dart frog in his topic about honest signals.
Consider the yellow-banded poison dart frog. If you've ever seen one, and I hope you haven't, they're extraordinary. They look like some form of superhero. They're black with bright yellow stripes. The question is, why would a frog evolve to be so bright, so garish, to look like a construction sign? After all, isn't that going to attract predators? Well, the answer is, again, simple. It's like pronking. The fact is that the frog is saying, hey, I'm so poisonous, I don't need to worry about hiding because you'd be an idiot to eat me. I'm going to announce the fact that I'm poisonous. I don't want you to stumble upon me. I want you to steer clear around me. Evolutionarily, this signal is really profitable for the frog.
How many people do you know that can connect the ideas that seem so far apart at first glance, but somehow come together to prove their point? Seth does play ads for the Akimbo workshops, and recently he started a project where he'll allow people to submit an ad for their favorite nonprofit or idea that they would like to get across. Now, let's think about that for a second. I think it's pure genius the way he's reaching out to his audience to find out what they want to hear about and to create that dialogue that most podcasters envy. Seth always ends the episode with questions from the listener that he answers. This brings in the intimate nature of the podcasts. You really do feel like he's talking to you, directly to you. And he's interested in clarifying an idea that may have not come through clear enough. Sometimes I listen to the question section more intently, especially after an episode that was a little bit difficult to grasp initially for me. The basic structure of the show is to present the idea, discuss the idea, and then to clarify a past idea that he has discussed. With podcast listeners, this format works very well for a show that can at times talk about some pretty lofty or abstract ideas. Basically, he gets in and gets out, and there isn't a lot of fluff to detract you from his episode. Now, at this point, I want to talk about staying on topic and the relevance of each episode to the whole podcast. Like I said earlier, Seth brings up the topic each time and takes us on a trip with him through storytelling. I'd say that some of his rants can be a little difficult for someone that's brand new to follow, but for the most part, I think when he does go off on a tangent, he comes back and wraps everything up nicely in the end. Now, when you first start listening to the show, and if you haven't read his blog, give him a shot, give him some leeway and trust. He will get back to the point eventually. And at the end of the episode, the light bulb comes on and you understand why he told the story or started the episode the way he did. Each episode relates to his overall theme for the show, which when we look at the description, we find that he wants to make a difference. With this platform, he can do that more effectively and more widely than in-person speaking engagements. That's not to say if he was speaking someplace within 100 miles of me, I wouldn't go. Heck, I'd go. And I'd listen to his podcast on the way up and on the way back. I think this is just a good outlet for him that he's chosen that works well with his blogging strategy and coupling it with podcasting. His audience is going to be wider than either platform could accommodate singularly. If you like what you heard so far, then I'd like to ask you to reach out. You can email me directly, timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or leave me a voicemail at the website, findapodcastabout.xyz. I want to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. And if you want me to find you a podcast in any category that you're interested in, let me know. Now, if you're a podcaster and feel that your podcast would be served by appearing on the show, I want to talk to you as well. Use the same methods to reach out. Now, I'm on Twitter @FindAPodcast, Facebook @FindAPodcastAbout. Another thing I'd like to ask is if you found value in this podcast, pass it along to a friend. Lastly, doing this podcast is a labor of love, but love ain't cheap. So consider donating to my Buy Me a Coffee Fund right on the website or go to buymeacoffee.com/findapodcastabout. Each episode takes about 5 to 7 hours of research and about 2 to 3 hours of production time, about 10 hours for each episode. Let me tell you, that's a lot of coffee. And like I said, the best recommendation comes from a real person. So, fill my coffee cup, and I'll help you outsmart the algorithm. And now is the time when I turn you from a listener to this show to a binger of Akimbo. You may not think of yourself as a marketer, but after listening to the show, you're going to realize to some extent we're all marketers. If you participate in social media, you're marketing yourself. Of course, You are the product in social media. But still, you post things that you find interesting or want to share with others for hopes of a reaction with like-minded people. Maybe you have a product or you're an artist selling your own works. It's important to learn how to harness the power of your left brain to get people to look at your work. The podcast makes you think about why the way things are and what we can do to change them. It breaks things down in a storytelling atmosphere. The story we tell ourselves and the story we tell ourselves about our culture. If you're interested in why things are marketed to you the way they are, you're going to find the art and science behind marketing. Your initial thought may be that you don't need to know how or why this is happening. But if you're an inquisitive kind of person, hey, this is your podcast. Now, for me as a father and a husband, I want a better world for my family. And by listening to this podcast, I can get ideas on how to change the culture we participate in. So many times we see things that seem insurmountable. But getting these nuggets of wisdom helps turn that tide. It shows us that there is a different way to do things and an approach to change the world that we live in. And I think that is one of the best things a podcast can do. Now, where should you start your journey with Akimbo? I mean, like I said, at the time of this recording, there's 211 episodes. Well, the way in which it's structured, I think you can start just about anywhere. Now, since I'm subscribed to the show, I get it every Wednesday. But I usually think about the person who I'm recommending the show to. Do they have kids? Then I direct them to the episodes about education. Are they an entrepreneur? Then I direct them to the episodes that deal mostly with marketing and increasing your influence. Now, I'm not saying this show is for everyone, but it is for the people that are looking for a way to change the story that they tell themselves about the culture they live in. If that's you, this is the show you need to be listening to. And then you can branch out to assess other projects like his daily blog, his work with Akimbo Workshops, all of that. Now, every episode I've listened to, I felt challenged in a good way to step out from the perceived way of things and question things, you know, for why they are. Give it a try. I know you're not going to be disappointed. Now, this last part, I wanted to share with you a clip from a question segment of the show.
This last question, I think, answers itself. So I'll post it here without commentary.
And damn it, Seth, your podcast, when you're it, maybe take a deep dive into my psyche. And I found this question I need to ask you. Sometimes I think I'm losing the battle to become a creative. Am I still that little fat kid picked last by my playground peers? Or am I still that 20-something with degree in hand who never found that job that led to prestige? 28 years and still counting, working 6 days, too many hours, delivering a mail to support my loving party of six. Where do I find the time to create? How do I answer that craving inside of me that I am more than the man in the blue uniform? And yet, after picking up the pen at 40 and putting it down many times, I did it. I have a YA novel on my hard drive, but one I never sent to the gatekeepers. But then you came along with your YouTubes, pods, and blogs, and you spoke to me the way you see things, the hope you give. But every time you say, raise a ruckus, you injured me. It was like being picked last again, but I was the one doing the picking. You see, I had been working on a series of short stories, The Adventures of Ricky Ruckus. So I got brave. I found someone to edit. I got a book cover done on Fiverr. And I posted the first two installments on Amazon, The Trouble with Robots and The Ghostly Dude. And drumroll, crickets. Every time Marty Bird's phone rings on the Ozarks, I think my lonely stories. So Seth, you're right. There is no better moment to pick yourselves. Even at 56, I believe that. It's never too late to find your calling. Even when the line is busy and the spotlight shines on another, I take comfort in your words. We are our work. So, Seth, my friend, my question, are the biggest gatekeepers the voices inside our heads? Thank you. Keep on inspiring.
Okay, after listening to that clip, as a podcaster, this is what we all long to hear. It's not about the downloads. It's about reaching out and sharing ideas and viewpoints and experiences with others. Seth does this each week in the podcast and each day with his blog. When you find a fan of Seth's, they are usually very engaged with what he's doing. This is the type of fan we podcasters really want for our work as well. And we can take some lessons from what he's done to foster that engagement from his listeners. So that's the episode. I want to thank you again for taking a listen. And if you want to outsmart the algorithm and have me review a podcast, email me, Timothy@findapodcastabout.xyz, or go to the website, findapodcastabout.xyz, where you can listen to all the other episodes and leave me a voicemail. I'm here to help you find your next binge-worthy podcast. Thank you for listening to Find a Podcast About, which is a production of Gagrapod East Studios. At Gagrapod, we have been helping creatives tell their story through podcasting since 2017. Look us up at gagrapod.com and see all the network shows there. And reach out to us so we can help you tell your story to the world.